Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Yeah, that's Heart to Heart, and that is Thabo Mafuane and the song I Am Loved. When you are in Christ, you learn and know that you are loved. You see it. It's everywhere. You see it in everything, for he is a faithful father. Now we have exciting updates to our programming lineup starting from today, July 1st, 2024. First up, we are thrilled to announce that Luko Mkwediputi will be joining us as the new presenter for Spectrum, airing on Monday to Friday and Fridays, and getting ready for fresh perspectives and engaging content to kickstart your week and wind down into the weekend. Our beloved program, Heart to Heart, featuring Ayanda Nenemba, is moving to new time slots. Tune in every Thursday and Friday to catch Ayanda's heartfelt conversations and inspiring stories. And on Saturdays is your day to indulge with the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide, hosted by Cheryl Moodley. From the latest trends to expert tips, Cheryl will guide you through the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide experiences every Saturday. And don't miss Thursday Lives with Pastor Ray Lihori, where you'll get a dynamic mix of live discussions and interactive segments that you won't want to miss. Additionally, join Awiti Godfrey Mwabi for intimate moments on Mondays through Wednesdays, offering you deep, meaningful discussions to enrich your evenings. And finally, just not 100% finally, on Wednesdays, Heart to Heart, we'll have a new voice as Luko Mkwedi takes the helm, bringing you closer to the stories and people that matter. Now, lastly, join Sibongile Mofokeng on the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide, on the Intimate Moments on Fridays. And stay with us for more updates and keep enjoying your favorite shows on Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Now it's 12 minutes just after 2. And I'm talking to Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. Hi, today, Shem. Mama, agiso builwe, na right? I'm like, Ma, please hold for me. And then I have to rush to something. Ah, Ma. Ah, whitey. How are you, Ma?
That's how a mother should be, I guess. Mother always understands, no problem. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. You know, after we spoke the other day, some messages came through. Both Tidi, and Lapo and others were writing and commenting on what we were talking about. I remember this one, that says, it is hard to live for Christ, but it's doable. So it's possible to live for Christ, although it is a hard one. And there were others who were saying, hey, it's not easy. From time to time, I have to correct myself and remind myself of what the word says about situations in my life. It's not an easy one, Sibongile. Yo! And there's one who even said to me, sometimes I walk in guilt because I know I wasn't supposed to do a thing, but now I have done it, which makes it very hard. So we have different groups. There's the group that we spoke to about the noises that are there, deception that is out there, that is deceiving many, and that's why we need to be filled with the presence of the Lord. We need to be hidden in him all the time. We need to be fed of the word. We need to eat the scroll and know it for ourselves, so that even when deception comes, we can tell this is not true. When you're feeding a child the right food, when the wrong stuff comes, you'd see that child saying, I'm not eating that. That I'm not eating. You know, I was laughing watching a video of a father who brought sweets at home. And the son was running away from the father saying, Mom says we shouldn't eat sweets. They are bad for our teeth and health. And the father was like, no, but just for today, he says, no, Mom said no to it. So it was so funny to see. But it's exactly what we should be as God's children when we eat the scroll. And then there's another group, Mama, of us who find it hard because of our ways, because of the natural flesh or the flesh that we live in. It makes it hard. The flesh wants its own and the spirit wants its own.
That's true. Yes, thank you so much. Hi, family. And thank you for all who responded and were tuning in last week. Thank you so much for just giving us a quick run. We know, Mungile, as you have just said, Uthi, the Bible says, and I'm just looking for that scripture, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, where Paul speaks about the fruit of the Spirit, that you know what? There is always this war which is going on between the spirit and the flesh, right? I'm reading in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And why he comes with the angle of the law is because in his previous argument in the book of Romans chapter 7, Paul says that immediately you talk the law, then you stir up sin in a person. And that sin is the one now which becomes so strong in its pull that it wants you to do it. You know, it's like the example people usually make of children playing in the ground, and you just leave them to play, and nothing happens. But immediately you say to them, you see that white door there? With a black handle, don't
go there.
There. You touch that door, you are going to see wonders. Now, from just being so free in your garden and playing around, swimming, doing all sorts of things, jumping the trampoline, just that you have said, there is a law attached here, that door. Now you have really incited them. Now they are curious.
Yeah.
See, now starts working. You know, go and find out why. What is in that door? What's going on? They play around. Others, they go, they peek. Others, they touch.
Yeah.
Others, now their focus is no more on enjoying the good which they were enjoying.
They're now inquisitive.
Why? Because of the law. So this is why Paul is 10 is saying that if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Okay.
In other words, the Spirit is in charge of your life. You are so much in fellowship with him that you are able to enjoy the garden. And that door, which is closed, is not your bother. You just literally are so soaked into this relationship you have with the Lord. Yeah, so let us be aware that always there is this, which is a tug of war between my soul, my spirit,
and my flesh.
What my flesh wants, right?
Mm.
So I am caught in between. What I need to be doing is to consciously make decisions, not just simply move with the flow. Because the flow of my flesh, it will definitely lead me to doing things which are wrong. But now, to live in the spirit is a conscious decision. Flesh is easy because it's natural, as we say.
Yeah.
We are born in that.
Yeah.
So we don't have to make decisions about flesh. The decision comes when you've got to do something contrary to what that flesh wants, which will be the spirit. So life is about choice all the time. And that's what you talk about last week, that even with Moses, the one who told the children of Israel, today I'm putting life and death, make a choice.
Yes.
Joshua comes and says, listen, there is your gods, which your fathers worshipped, And there is the God of Abraham who took him out of your father's background. Now make a choice.
Mm.
So life is actually about choice, you know. And so when we read the word of the Lord, he is giving us alternatives to what our flesh would love to have. You know, God is now saying, listen, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to. Can I address this other family member who says that she finds herself living in guilt because she does what she knows she's not supposed to do, but she ends up doing it in any way. Yeah, to overcome all that, now it means be in charge of your life. Intentionally say, I'm not going to do that. I'm no longer doing that. And the Bible calls that repentance, turning away from it, consciously saying, I'm no longer moving in this direction. I'm going the opposite direction, which is leading me to the love of God, His presence, and His embrace. See, so if at all we are not going to be conscious about the decisions we make, we allow our flesh to run our life, and our flesh, in it there is death, in it there is sin, in it there is darkness. In our flesh there are things which feel like they are very nice, which is lust, and then you end up caught in a very serious problem or even abuse, or you can be caught up with foreign gods, which you never planned to end up there.
All right,
but they are always appealing to the flesh.
Now,
is it
right? Because I know we talk with family members, and sometimes this is what you would hear, that I'm so honest to the Lord. Spongile, I'm so honest. I go to him and I'm like, this one, Lord, if you don't do anything, and I know that it's wrong, right? But I will say, Lord, if you don't, I'm going there. If you don't, so that white door that you spoke, I'm going there if you don't do anything, because my flesh wants that. Can I say that to the Lord? Can I be honest like that to him?
Listen. You can be as honest as all that, but God is not going to do anything about it. That's for sure. I'll tell you why God is not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's because God wants us to be responsible for our choices. He has given us a choice. You know, it's the same power of choice which he gave to Adam and Eve. God would have stopped them from eating the fruit, that tree, from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. He could have. And he would, but he wouldn't. Why? Because he respects your power of choice. And when we come to Christ, how do we come to Christ this morning? All of us, we come through choice, isn't it?
Yes.
They always
you
say,
make a choice.
There is those who want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, there's an invitation. And when somebody gives that invitation, he leaves it open for you to raise your hand or to stand or to say after them, right? So the Christian life begins with choice. As it begins with choice, it will be maintained with choice right until when Jesus comes. We have got to be choosing all the time. Morning, it means it's another day to make a choice. So if at all we are going to simply pull back and say, I refuse to choose, then you are becoming irresponsible. Just like when we say you must go and vote, and you say, no, me, I'm not going to vote. And we are told you are an irresponsible citizen. It's exactly the same principle which applies in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is about choice. God, Jesus preaches in John chapter 6. He preaches to them. He tells them, I'm the bread of life. I come from heaven. And the words which I give you are words which are full of life. And they are spirit. And he says, but some of you don't even believe. And then they turn around and say, ooh, this man who says that we must eat his flesh, who is this one? Where does he come from? Then what happened? Most of his disciples, they left him. What did he do? Put a choice. guys, Peter, and you guys, are you also going? They had to choose. And then poor Peter is the one who then spoke on behalf of the spokesman for the whole group that, oh, Lord, we are not going to go anywhere else because the ways of life are with you. And so we are choosing to follow you. So he would never, God would never force anyone to follow them. Mm. You have got to make a conscious decision to say, I am choosing thus.
All right.
And so when you choose that, then that's when life begins. And that's where, yeah, that struggle will come. It's not going to be easy.
Okay.
So that's why he gave us the full armor of God.
Of God. Mom Tandiwe, or our Queen Tandiwe Twala, says, good afternoon, Pastor E. Greetings to Pastor, to Mama Dr. Evasio. And then Anna says, Swangile, I also feel guilty most of the time. So I'm like Paul, who says, quoting from my Bible, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And so I am left with guilt most of the times. How do I deal with guilt?
Yeah, that is in Romans 7, right? Mm. And he ends up saying, okay, let's start verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with my flesh, the law of sin. Then in chapter 8, verse 1, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation
to those
who are in Christ Jesus. Okay? So now Paul is answering what you are. He's giving us an answer. How do I deal with guilt? You have got to own up and say, Father, I'm sorry that I did this. And immediately you say that, no, that God is not going to wait. He already gives you his forgiveness. And if you have sinned against somebody, then ask for their forgiveness as well and receive that forgiveness. That's the most important thing, receiving the forgiveness. When I receive the forgiveness of God, therefore, there is no longer any condemnation. So most of the time, why we walk in guilt is because we fail, or somehow or other, we don't receive God's forgiveness. We don't receive.
What if, you do that over and over, and every day you go back, but over and over and over, and the flesh pulls you back, and you come back to the Lord, you cry, and you're genuine. It's not that you're lying to the Lord, but the next moment, it's just like a child whom you said, don't open the fridge, don't take that.
Yeah.
And then from time to time, they go take a bite.
So that's when now with that word of repentance comes in, right? It is John the Baptist who says to his disciples, he says, you must show what? The fruit of repentance. Yeah? If you have received forgiveness, then show the fruit of repentance. You should not be going to every day, keep on saying, Lord, and doing the same thing. Then it means you are not repenting. You are simply asking for forgiveness. And this is why most people in relationships, they've got a problem. Somebody would say, you know what, my husband or my wife, they always do the same thing
over and over.
And they always say, forgive me. Hmm. Somebody abuses you. They molest you. And then when you come and you come and go and report them to the police, then they say, no, my sweetie pie, I'm so sorry. I did not mean it. They buy you chocolate. They are asking for forgiveness, but they're not repenting.
Mm.
They're not changing. They're not coming to a place where they say, enough is enough. I am no longer going to entertain this type of behavior from myself. That is repentance. And the problem which causes us to move in circles, some of us, is because of lack of repentance. We don't repent. we do, it's good for us to go and ask for forgiveness. We go up the altar call to say, oh Lord, I forgive, and I cry and all that. But as I turn back to my seat, I should be turning back to my seat with a changed attitude, a renewed mindset which says, no more.
Let me.
Otherwise, if I don't do this, you're going to end up getting the alternatives, all right, which we were talking about.
Funny, yesterday I was reading, last night I was reading something about the reasons why Lobola is bad. I'm not saying Lobola is bad, but I was reading something that talks about that. And one of the reasons they said with Lobola, most of the times you find that it makes the couple wait longer before they can settle down. It delays marriage. And at the end of the day, the sexual immorality that is involved in that courtship. And as they were talking, they talked to somebody who find themselves in that. And this man says, I didn't want to, but because of that, and it's a saved platform. It's for people who know Christ as Lord and Savior. And he says, I didn't want that. I wanted to wait, but we ended up not waiting, which felt so bad. And it was a heavy burden that we went into marriage with because of the delays and the prices and everything that came with Lobola, which delayed the marriage. What do we say in such situations and circumstances, Ma?
Yeah, number one, I would say that we should not place stumbling blocks to us as parents. Don't place stumbling blocks to your children's future. You know, there's nothing wrong with Lobola. Problem is how we apply it. You know, we tend to have a fashion to say, now that there is a price hike from 20,000 now to 70,000, or from 5,000 to 20,000. Why are we doing that? Because Lobola was not meant to be a price to buy somebody's life. Mm-hmm. No, Jesus has already bought our life. So what we need to do with Lobola is a serious conversation which we should have amongst ourselves, especially after our parents are gone. We who are 70 downwards as parents, we have got now to have these conversations to say, listen, what is actually the purpose of Lobola? The purpose of Lobola is simply to build relationship and to appreciate your son on your son is appreciating our daughter. And just as Christ paid a price for us, his bride, so we should also show that. But now, we don't have to do it in a very heavy monetary value, which is going to disrupt, be a burden.
And also affect their walk with Christ.
And affect their walk in Christ. That is my, especially now when you speak like that, you speak in my heart of a pastor. Because I would not love to see young people being involved in premarital sex because the parents are so hard and harsh to say, Tina, we want 150,000 rand. Where do they take? This young person has just started to working, or they might not even be working. All what they need is for us to bless them so that they can, in a very holy matrimony of a blessing. Remember, when God blessed Adam and Eve, they never paid anything. They were naked and unashamed. So, which means that God's blessing into marriage, it should not cost anybody.
Yeah,
it should not be a burden.
Let's take a break and come back, Ma. I'm just wondering, I'm asking myself, what more do we have within the body of Christ that might be hindering the walk of others? That might, when they look at it, they feel like, being a Christian. I've heard of people, when you are telling them that Jesus Christ loves them, you're inviting them even to come fellowship with you at your church, and they would say something like, yo, the kind of cars you drive. the kind of clothes you wear. Let me go work. Let me go get clothes and other things and then come to the church. Because they feel they won't even belong. And that makes it hard for them to accept the Christian life, because the Christian life might be expensive. So I'm asking myself, what more are we doing within the body of Christ that makes it hard and a stumbling block for others, be it in our families, be it in church? But let's take a break and come back. Talk to you some more, Ma and family. The lines are open for you. 0123341322. Let's answer this question. Is it possible? Is it hard to live a Christian life? CRC Music featuring Tidi Kute, who's the worship leader at CRC, God of the Overflow. 25 minutes it is, just before 3 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Give you the sounds of CRC Music featuring Tidi Kute and the song God of the Overflow. 20 minutes, it is just before 3 at 3 o'clock. Germany Johannes says hello to you on something else. And afterwards, it's Luko. Mm-hmm. Lukomkwedi Puti will be taking you through with Spectrum. Now, my head, I have to fix my head because my head is telling me something else, but it is Luko who will be coming in today for Spectrum between 4 up until 6. And henceforth, she'll be doing Mondays Spectrum and Fridays Spectrum. And yeah, I'm not alone. I'm with Dr. Eva Siobi. The lines are open to my family for you to can talk to us. We're answering the question, is it possible? Is it hard to live a Christian life? Hey, I nearly said to please the Lord. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. But hey, today we are not on that. We are talking about living a Christian life, if that is possible. The lines are opened on 0123341322. We'd like to hear from you. 0123341322. And also 37871, which is our SMS line. You can talk to us right there. 0826572729 is our WhatsApp line. 0826572729. We are live on Facebook. And so we are streaming live, and you can talk to us right there on all those platforms. And would love to hear from you. Now, a family member says, Bongile, those ones are not ready. If they are going to be discouraged by just waiting until they are able to pay level, they are not ready. It's just like that saying that goes, do not get married until you're ready to give your wife or your husband your password to your cell phone. Mama, are they not ready?
Well, the thing is, you know, whether people are ready or not ready, it's quite a subjective matter. I might say that, yeah, for somebody to be ready, they should be able to have so much money in the bank, maybe done with their education, be employed somewhere. But love is not like that, is it? Because love just comes, and we are in love, and as we are in love, we've prayed about it, and in our heart something says yes. The Spirit of the Lord is saying yes. But now when we look at all these practicalities, they are not yet ready financially. They are not yet done with their career development and so forth and so on. And now that's when counseling will have to come in. So as to see, check and balances, and make them aware, obviously, that if you do not have money, it's going to be quite a challenge in this world you are living in. Even if one can say, no, I will live by faith. You know, the Bible says we should not be over righteous nor over wicked. We should be able to strike a balance in whatever we do with wisdom and prudence, and not just go full-heartedly to say, well, we are in love, we'll see when we get there. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, because immediately after saying I do, we need a bed to sleep on, we need food to eat, we need a shelter, and so forth and so on. So all those practicalities have got to be taken into consideration, and so we do need counseling when it is like that. When finances are not up to a good shape. Not only for Lobola, but even for us going forward.
What I asked that question before we took that break and went to CRC Music. What are some of these things that are there, or laws, I don't know what to call them, rules that are there within the kingdom that makes it hard for people to live a Christian life to the Lord? I made an example of people not wanting to get saved because of what they see inside the church, and they feel that they have to pay the price first before they can even come to the Lord, and because they're not ready. They're not going to belong in that space. And some others that are also there that are making it impossible for us who are within the kingdom, but it's really hard for us to live for Christ because of these.
Look, following Christ, I think it involves a cost, né? So the problem comes not in me now having to make a choice. The problem comes in how or who told me what about Christ. If somebody tells me about Christ in terms of prosperity and so forth and so on, then that's a problem. Because Christ is, yes, there is prosperity. However, the gospel is about salvation from our sins so that we can be forgiven. No more live in condemnation, in guilt, sickness and diseases, and having a poor relationship with people, all because of our sins, and not having peace between ourselves with God. That is the core of the gospel. But now when we start putting on in cars and the level of your dress code and so forth and so on, then that's where we lose it, Sibongile, and then we end up giving people alternatives. Whereas with Christ, there should not be any alternative, because he is the Alpha and the Omega of our lives, and everything we need is in him. So we should not prohibit people by our behavior, the way we do things. No, even if we might be saying whatever, let us not forget to tell people about sin, God's love, his forgiveness, how he died on the cross of Calvary, eternity and eternal death and condemnation. That's serious matter, and that is the gospel of Christ.
All right.
So we have watered it down so much that people never even sometimes... You find in church, we don't even talk about repentance. We don't talk about forgiveness of sins. We don't talk about hell. You know, when you start talking about hell, it's like, what's wrong?
You become
with
unpopular.
But, yeah, but there is hell. It's for real, because Jesus spoke about that.
All right.
You know, and when Jesus was met with this young man, young ruler, who had everything, who thought, I won't lose anything when I come to follow you, Jesus was telling him, no, you have it the wrong way. When you come to me, be prepared to lose. Because you cannot come to me having so much, because you have got to take everything out from the kingdom of darkness. Leave it so that I can give you life and real life, like that woman at the well.
All right.
Who had to leave her bucket and run with Christ in the water of life.
Lizzie says, Sisbongile and Mom Eva, thank you so much. This is a serious discussion we need to have as the body of Christ. One of the things that we shouldn't forget is our lifestyles, because our young ones and others are watching us, and that might discourage them in their walk with Christ. Our walk, Ma, our lifestyles.
Yes. I think she has it very right. You know, the way we live, I mean, this is exactly what Christianity is all about. By their fruit, men shall know you by your fruit.
Mm.
So what is my fruit? What is it which people look and see and make them hunger and thirst for righteousness or pushes them away?
Mm.
What am I doing? You know, so every time as a Christian, you should know that you are, as Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 3, that you are a walking epistle. People are reading more of Christ in you than what you tell them. Your behavior is the one which is going to pull people to Christ. As he says, you are the salt. If I am the salt, then when the way I live, I must make people feel thirsty to have what I have as they see it projected in my life. And if I'm a light of the world, then if they're in the darkness and I come in, they should immediately see the light and realize, wow, where I am in darkness and I need that light which somebody has. So Jesus never missed those two. We are the light and we are the salt. And all that is observation and taste. What are people tasting with what I'm saying and how I live? And people have got to know that Jesus is the answer, you know, not just a rhetoric which we are saying all the time, but for real. They should see it. When I am undergoing challenges, they must see me walk through those challenges, keeping on saying Jesus is Lord.
All right. I think our time is so up. Again. Our time is up again. I think I need Ma to come back again. And when we are, hopefully we'll be closing it. Talking about the instant gratification that we want to chase after as God's children. That for me also makes it really hard for us to follow Christ and walk Christ-like, because we want things and we want them now, to an extent that people are prepared. Christians, not all are prepared, but some Christians are prepared to even bribe to get certain things done. They are prepared to lie so that they can get certain things, to jump some things so that they can get to certain things. And we are pressured, but I don't know if I should, it's not peer pressure, I don't know what to call it, but it's a pressure that we are pressured to achieve certain things. And at the end of the day, we find ourselves faltering in some of our walk with Christ. So I would need us to address that one, instant gratification, when we come back, that makes it really hard for us to live for Christ, because we are looking at the Joneses, we are comparing ourselves, and it looks like the Joneses are having it all. I remember David did the same like we do. He went to the Lord and he said, but my enemies, those who do not like you, those who do not love you, Lord, are living it up. And God responded to him. So I would love for us that when we come back next week, I don't know if it's next week or, but we will see. But when we come back, if we can address that matter of instant gratification and even pray for the body of Christ. So today we don't even have time to pray. But your closing statement, Ma?
Yeah, my closing statement is that let us know that God loves us. And as he loves us, he has got all the good which we need and all what he needs for us to do is simply to follow the word which he has given to us, honor the word of God in our life, with our lifestyle, and keep on pleasing him by being obedient. It is a very difficult word. When you say obedient, it sounds gory, but it is not. When you obey, it simply means that whatever God says in his word, don't argue with it.
Okay.
Just do it. You will see the outcome.
All right, Ma. Thank you so much. We love you. We have to come back and close it nicely. Have a blessed one.
Yeah, God bless you too. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
And yes, family, I'm signing out. I'll make sure that Mark comes back so that we can wrap it up nicely. I don't see the messages coming through on my other screen, so I'm so sorry for Facebook family. I have to check on the other computer. I see Tsholo Motsepe, thank you, my queen. And I see Azwifaneri Anane Palama, Ndimasiari, see, I'm listening and encouraged. Ndimasiari Abudi, Mukolorowayashu, thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. Love you, family. Let's meet tomorrow, same time, same place. Tomorrow, we're also talking about Tiligo, so don't miss it and come hear more about it. So I'm leaving you with the sounds of Travis Green, and the song is Intentional, and we say hello to Germany. Joannals,
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.